Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. My colleagues, Joseph Umar, of the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, he's traveling, he's in Buenos Aires, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil, he's not traveling, he's with me here in North America. We have major stories in the Americas, in the South Americas, and we begin, however, with an interview that is available at the Secure Free Society site. It's in Spanish, of Joseph's conversation with Minister Bullrich, the security minister for the Republic of Argentina. All eyes on Argentina because of the new president and his ambition to solve a collapsed economy, 200% inflation, and also deal with the unhappy former regimes, the Kirchneristas and the Peronistas, watching as wolves watch at an encampment to see when the fire goes out so they can move closer. Joseph, a very good evening to you. Your conversation with Minister Bullrich, would you apprise us, those of us who don't have the Spanish, of what you learned? Good day to you, Joseph.
Good day, John. Good day, Ernesto. So, it's available, unfortunately, in Spanish. You can activate English subtitles to the conversation I had with the security minister from Argentina, Patricia Bullrich, who, just for the audience to get a bit of context, to me, she was very key to the victory of President Javier Milei because she was actually the competition to Milei in the primaries in Argentina. She obviously lost the primaries, but the first day, the first minute after she lost, she gave no daylight for any friction. She immediately supported Javier Milei. And when you added up her votes and obviously the president, Javier Milei's votes, that's what got President Javier Milei over the finish line. So everyone was very content with how that happened and kind of her patriotic sense of how she was able to push any political differences aside to put the country first. So that with that context, when I had the conversation with her, we really focuses on the international networks that are trying to destabilize Argentina and more specifically the government of President Javier Milei. And she pointed to one that I think most people are probably unaware with, and she pointed to Bolivia. She pointed to the high level of Iranian engagement in Bolivia as a matter of national security concern for Argentina. She said they're watching that closely. They're watching an increase of Iranian presence and activities in their neighboring country on the north, which is Bolivia. And obviously knowing that Bolivia is connected to Cuba, Nicaragua, and most importantly, Venezuela, they're also having a lot of concern about what the regime of Nicolas Maduro is doing in Venezuela. Some of that played out, actually, while I'm here in Argentina, because last week there are a group of about six or so Venezuelans from the opposition that are tied to the leading opposition contender candidate, which her name is Maria Corina Machado. The political party is called Vente Venezuela, and they are in refuge inside the Argentine embassy in Caracas because they're being politically persecuted by the regime and the hundreds of opposition members that the regime has persecuted over the years. They were supposed to be provided the right of safe passage to Argentina so that they could have asylum here in the country. And something happened where that didn't come to fruition. But I mentioned that as kind of like a little backdrop because among the things that are escalating are the tensions between Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela and Javier Milei of Argentina. And within that, the threats within Argentina start to become a little bit more of concern, because Venezuela has a bunch of networks ties to drug traffickers, terrorists, and others, Iran. So the whole network seems to be active. And the minister is very, very on top of making sure that this doesn't destabilize the country.
Joseph, there was an item a week ago where President Milei, in an interview, I believe, had referred to the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, as both a terrorist and a communist, which caused a dispute, a rhetorical dispute between the capitals. Is that same relationship underway between Caracas and Buenos Aires? Has Mr. Milei spoken candidly about Maduro, the dictator?
Oh, no, he has. I mean, they've had very candid conversation in the public. Not so much, I don't think they've spoken in private, you know, but Milei's given interviews and spoken about Venezuela and vice versa. And you know, the foreign minister actually had to, there was a diplomatic snafu with Colombia because of the comment made by President Milei. But the foreign minister was able to kind of mitigate any diplomatic damage on that. And it didn't really get too far. But I should say that it's clear to me, being here, John, in Argentina for now a week inside on the ground in Buenos Aires, that the leadership of President Javier Milei is pivoting this country a lot towards the United States. The biggest trade partner here is Brazil and China. The previous government had warm relations with Venezuela. They obviously don't have any formal relations with Iran, but they were permitting Iran to come into the country with their covert operations and planes and cargo planes and things like that. Well, all that is now on to the side. They have to obviously be very diplomatic with China because it is a top trade partner. But they're making a statement to say that the U.S. is a strategic partner. And there was no better way to make that statement than the head of Southern Command, which is the U.S. Department of Defense Combatant Command in charge of Latin America, General Laura Richardson, traveling to Argentina and having basically a public display of that partnership in two key areas, in Ushuaia, in the very south of Argentina, near the Antarctic at a port, and in Neuquén, in the Patagonia, and also in the south of Argentina. Why are those two strategic? Because that's where China has both a satellite ground station in Neuquén and has a port infrastructure project in the port of Ushuaia, looking at the Antarctic. And the United States and Argentina made a big public showing to say that we're strategic partners, and now we're building up projects in these two locations. That was very strong. I think it was a clear message. And I think President Javier Milei and all his ministers, Minister Bullrich, Minister Petri, they were all there. They basically said that the United States is more than just a trade partner. They're a security partner. They are a key partner. And that's the direction that his government is taking.
So the U.S. is intending to go forward with projects that are the equal of the China projects under construction or already there. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. And obviously this is a beginning because it's not the direction that the previous government in Argentina was taking the country. They were fully embracing China. So it's in the beginning stages, but I think it's very optimistic. And to me, it just shows a clear priority that President Javier Milei is placing on the U.S.-Argentina relationship, which is obviously very good for the United States.
Ernesto, a very good day to you. We're going to speak of Brazil and the troubles there in a moment. But first, because you were foreign minister, and that means you're responsible for your embassies, this flight to the embassy in Caracas and the arrangement, if it happens, to allow the people who had arrest warrants on their heads from the Machado, towards the Machado camp from Maduro. Is that something that you dealt with often? We're going to speak of Ecuador, where there's an embassy that is at issue between Ecuador and Mexico. Did you have trouble when people asked for sanctuaries being violated or threatened while you were foreign minister?
Good day, John. We didn't have any situation like that during my term, but this happens often. I think it's very complicated, the situation now, if you compare Caracas and Quito, where, of course, the Ecuadorian government did that action. Because, the Institute of Sanctuary is immensely important, but, sometimes it can serve to protect criminals, drug traffickers, and this shouldn't be the case, right? Like it's apparently in Quito. So, in a way, this is something that could be should be studied more in depth. But in any case, during my term, to come back to that, we offered, for example, the possibility for Bolivian officials from the Jeanine Añez government to come to the Brazilian embassy if they wanted, but they finally didn't. Maybe they should have, especially a former president Añez, who went under political arrest. But I think the big thing, I mean, we needed a whole show for that, but the whole concept of diplomacy in the world has been perverted in a way, and today too often it's misused to protect, I mean, common criminals, like in the case of the Ecuadorian person who was arrested by the Ecuadorian police.
All right, let's go to yep. Ecuador, because you're pointing us to where we need to go. Joseph Umar is in Buenos Aires. Ernesto, former Foreign Minister Ernesto Araújo, is in the United States with me. We're looking at embassies, sanctuaries. I believe there's the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama City that's being used by a former president who's under threatened a sentence of jail time. Last time I checked, he's still there. So these stories are moving very quickly, and we need to understand what the dispute is between Quito, the capital of Ecuador, and Mexico City, the capital of Mexico, during an election campaign in Mexico. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.